This meeting is being recorded. Okay, good morning, everybody. How's everybody? Okay, good to see everybody. Okay, so we're up to page 10, question 58. In the Chazar, Tein Hagedah Sheshtiyas Yayin Nachshev Es L'Kiddush B'Makom Suda. So, right, so the Hagos Maimoni, talks about the Mayal who was making the bird Pierre Goffin at the Sandek. The Brismila on Shabbos. So he says, who's to drink the wine? He says, I'll give it to the Tina. But according to Gonim, you don't have to give it to the Tina because you have to finish Mokum Suda by drinking the wine, according to the Gonim. If you drink a Ravis. And the Levush says, that he discusses also kach hasad mizal shas hakosa yain achar shachay v'lam bracha chutzmer kosher kiddush. So he says you have to have two kosas, right? You have to have one kos as a kiddush kos, and one another kos is the suda kos. In other words, you need a second kos. Not like the Beis Yosef that says that one kos of Kiddush, if you don't just drink Mulo Lugmug, but you drink a whole Ravis, that'll count. But the Levush says no. If you only have one kos, it's not going to be good. Then you have to give it to the Tinuk, because the Mice said you need one kos to be the kosher Kiddush and another kos to be the Suda. And that's for the Goyim Shita. And the Magen Avraham. So he's matched for that that you just have to have a revius. And the Taz says all you have to have is revius. The vis of Fakidish is going to count, right? Hashachai will love bracha, perusha, bracha, achrona, shetzuka, shir. Okay, so that's the machlokes. According to the Beis Yosef, you just have to have one kos, it's just you have to have a revis. And the Levush says you have to have two koses. One for Kiddush and one for the Suda. What about Sheikha? What about beer? So, what's with the Corona beer? Did they lose a lot of business because of the...
I think people bought it as like some kind of shtick. I'm sorry, can I just bother Rebbe to please just one more time all the sheets for 58, because I know that there's like three or four sheets of the question, just to make sure I got everything for the guys.
In other words, the question is whether... question of is according to the Beis Yosef, in other words, if you have one kos, normally for Kiddush all you have to have is a rov revis, a lo lugmav. But if you have a whole revis, even though it's one kos, that'll count. The fact that you didn't just have a lo lugmav, but you had the whole revis, that makes it Kiddush v'makom suda. So the lo lugmav is the for Kiddush, and the makom suda is the fact that you went the whole 9 yards and you had a full revis. And the Levush says, no, you need two separate kosas. One is for the Kiddush, and then a whole separate other kos to be considered the Makom Suda.
That's physically a separate
kos? What, for the Levush?
Yeah, or just like the portions of it.
Well, you mean you want to re-pour? Maybe you could re-pour and rinse it out and have it fill it up again.
You can't have a Kiddush in like a big glass that still
counts as
the first Kiddush.
You mean for Kiddush
and
Makom Suda?
Yeah.
I don't know, it's not sure that you have to have the second coat, Kol Zacher, he says, right? Shoshosa Kos Yain Acher. Chutzman HaKoshul Kiddush. So the Magen Avraham says, but Shechar, beer is no. Even though it's Chamer Medina, you're not Yotzei, because it's not Soid. It's not Soid. It doesn't satiate your beer. And Yoyin does. So based on this Mogen Avraham, Rabbi Bari wants to claim that grape juice also you shouldn't use. Can't be Kiddush Makom Suda. If you just, instead of having wine, you have grape juice. He thought, or Yitzchak, he thought not. That's 59. And then 60 is the Rabbi Kiveger. Tein beer, Rabbi Kiveger, bin shtias yayin the kiddush mokum suda. So Rabbi Kiveger wants to say that the shayla, whether yayin is good or not, is totally whether yayin it needs a bracha achrona b'mkoma. In other words, when you have a meal, bread, then you're supposed to bench where you ate. That's called bracha achrona b'mkoma. When you have a shahakol, then you can eat one place and make a bracha achrona someplace else. The question is, what about yayin? What's the story by yayin? So, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that that it's totally of this shayla. That if you need makom suda for yayin, then it can count. You need bracha achrona besuda, so that it can count for kiddush b'makom. So that was the machloekus. Whether you say kiddush b'makom suda, but when do you say you need kiddush the bracha achrona b'mkoma? Right, we had different shitas on that. Right, the Rambam shita is that Berkas HaMazon or Bracha HaChasmein Sholosh. When you only have to do Al Mechiv Al Kalkola, Al Geffen Al Priya Geffen, Al Esau Al Peros, so then you need a Bimkoma. The Rashbam says, Mayim Al Peros don't need Bimkoma. But that's what he thinks it's Talia. But if you hold that yain doesn't need bracha chorim b'talma, so then it's not going to count for kiddush mukhm suda. The shita sarosh, the ain't talm bracha chorim b'talma rak pas, mean they doesn't. So the Rambam and the Rashbam hold that anything you make a berachas mazon or a mechia or main sholosh, you need b'mkom. So then it works. But Rash says no, only from alamichia, or you know, do you need b'mkom? So then yayin wouldn't be good for kiddush mukhm suda. That was Rabbi Kivayger. What about Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan? So he says, "B'shas achak, you can be somerich on the shulte giborim. Okay, who are the yotzim gam b'sheicher? Or gam in Paris? We don't have a chabur medina." He says, "So maybe if you can be, if you can have Paris, so then b'shas achak, you can also have sheicher." And the Shidus arrived, as you said, it's not even Kiddush. So he says in the daytime you can be Yotze with Sheikha because you can have all these Tzirufe days. You have the arrived, that's not even called Kiddush. Then he quotes another sheet that we didn't see yet in the Mordechai. Tavte in Kiddush al Mokum Suda, we call Mokum Mutu Mishtos because she Kiddush al Arav below Mokum Suda. Tavte in Yotze Bo Mishum Kiddush. Achim Yikol Mishmach al Kol Tzriu Videyes Shtiya Sheikha Beveis HaKnesses. Latzei Smo Beves Gam Shum Mokum Suda Kivin Da Asura Notek Shulti Bgom Kiddush Yim Chol Mishmach al Vashas Adchak Beis Adchak. He says, certainly in the daytime, you can be more mekel. This is like what Rav Soloveitchik said. Rav Shachter said from Rav Soloveitchik, the daytime you always have the rive, it's a different sniff.
I mean, is there a makar for the chassidim who make kiddush on shnas?
Yeah, the Taz.
Okay.
Yeah, the Taz. It's
even a little pompous, a small
buffer. Yeah. Because it's considered chashiv.
We saw that last year the Kamarna.
Yeah, there is a Makor, yeah. And then we said Tendere Shulchan Aruch Harav Minyan Kiddush Mokum Suda. So the Alter Rebbe. Reisha Gimel he says you can be so much to have the revis to count, and he says in Mokum Tzorach, like by Mila, there's no cotton, you can be so much to have one whole revius, and that'll count for both. And then there's more to say, but that's the main thing. Okay, so Now let's go to Schiras of Kabbalahs. Okay, remember that Kukur Avin Atam Vari, Mutra Limnos Bayis Vakablonis Bishabbos. So the Gemara says that you can't do Kablonis Bishabbos. Right? You cannot do Kablonis Bishabbos. Kablonis means when you're paid you pay for the job, not for the day. You paid for the whole job. Whatever it takes the job to do, you paid for, build a house. I'll give you $100,000. Build me a house. Not that we pay you every day for. but Rabbi Natam says, Kabbalah says muta. Ad the Gemara says in Mori Katan it's aser because it's a marasai and the people are going to think you did schirion. So he says no. That din is only by an ovel. Right, by an ovel. That din is a din by an ovel. That an ovel is not supposed to work, so he can't have somebody doing for him, a guy doing for him, even though he's doing b'kablonis, but it's a mar sign. But on Shabbos, you can do it. So it's interesting that avelus, according to Rabbi Natan, is more chomer. Isn't that fascinating? That avelus is more chomer Then Shabbos, according to the Rebbe Natan. This is in Tosis in Avodah Zarah, a father from the base. So we perish the kablonis, mavelis, nagav shari. So that's what he says. So the Rabbi Natan, moki lo lakula hakshmaitse ba'ovel. So the idea that you can't do. Well, you should rather chatzol of the chavim. The Rebbe from Zohar says, "Lachem b'Shabbos is v'yom tovim." Yeah. But on Shabbos you can do it. And the Re says no. That's how we normally assume, like the Re. That you can't do a voda with a guy, even though he's doing it by kablonis, not by rishis, but not the, doing it by kablonis. So but where goes there? The Re said. And Rabbi Natan says no. It only goes by an oval, but a regular thing. Rabbi Natan says you can get a guy to build a house and he can work on Shabbos also. Ten different Toys of Shabbos ain't nice name. So Toys of Shabbos, Yud Zayin of the Beis. Bekana Yanir, the Rabbi Natan, Lahati, Lahati, Kabbalah, Nochu, Vuz, Beshabbos. So he also permits. I mean, this is the Rabbi Natan. Like you did, Kavod is not going to live in us with Shabbos. So So, Sir Moshe has a discussion. So, what's the machlokes? Whether there's marasayin or not on Shabbos. What is it based on? So Moshe says a tshuva here. This shaila of what's the argument between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri? Let me find the line for you. Yeah, here we go. Page 25. You can look at the Gemara Moshe, but Sef Sofer. Yeah, he says he first looks at Sef Sofer on page 25. He says, it's not a machlok as a mitzias. The vada will chalok rabbein atam a mitzias. El zirle rabbein atam, the lam dafka hecha de rov, osiv kach tolman behete. Because rabbein atam sheet is that you don't need rov to be kablonas to do it. The gamba mitzas osim came, you do do this chus. Because even though it's not the rov, even it's 60, say, percent do it, b'schirion. But 40% to do build houses become lotus, you can be toila beheter. You don't need the rov. As long as you have a mixas. Ulaibishum is a Shabbos also become lotus. Al Madam Shane Provosim Cain. Adam Mina Risen Mech. So he says. So as long as we can make it clear that maybe you did it to Kabbalah, people won't, it won't be a din of our side. So me, it is good enough. For me, it is good enough. For me, it's 80% do Meshchir Yom, 20% do Kabbalah, people will die in Mekav Schus. And what does the Achayev Garunga Sabaisim say? Here we go, Rusu goes to Baisa, page 23. I ain't shown more footnote along the base. I ain't shown on the Rabu Samosha, meaning the rare, Pukhtosim, but death, Mahudish, like the Rots of Lom, but all of their Kablonis, Minyan Bat, and Umar, Rajukel, Kalam, Minyan Masak, Hatsuf, who so follows Kiri Yom. So he says what we said before, that the contractor is, does it with Kablonis, but then he hires people that are scared young. So Rabbi Tam holds that's okay. Because the Ishlam of the Yidlu Bekablanis, people say it's Bekablanis. But the Re says that since at the end of the day, the people who are working for the contractor are scared young, so then we'll choshesh from our side. So they're not going to know who the guy is working for. But these guys, Rabbeinu Tam says it's mutter, because Lemaisa, the contractor is a kavan. But the Ri says that no, but the poyalim are skir yom. They're not going to know. Then they're not going to realize who are these people working for. So he says that that's good for the machlokes, whether the contractor is a koblen and the underlings are scary young, and we still have marasayan issues. Then we question number 5: Tein divrei tamei haminhagim tam shein chotim chalam basakin b'erev Shabbos. Then we discussed that because the posech, right, the Rapikas Kartzer, posech Sidecha, and the Sote Tevas posech Sidecha is Chatach. So if you do Chatach, then must be Lechol Chayrotzen. Then you're going to get filled up. We don't want you to get filled up on Friday. So Dafka, the minig is, on Friday you don't, on Friday you do not cut with a knife, because we don't want you to get filled up. Can you rent an oven? Can we look at the next packet? 1 second. Okay, so there's a the Rosh Perk Bays about a Zarah Chavches about Schir's Tanur. See if we can find it.
Page 3,
okay. Yes, page 3. You're right. Last year, Tanur lo vikacholim kosev Ramban sheishim stavkim in avdi bay inshi arisusu kesada fishari. Is it like no? Arisus means you hire somebody as a sharecropper. He's going to do the work, and he's going to take a certain amount. Well, Tanur ain't only Larissus, Vidinu Kemerchats, Felix Kiyo Shona Osir. He said, as well as person of a double, called the Blanin Shmisha Yeshla Merchats, a Tanur, Ain Sochel Apol, and Blasas Babalachov. So that's the Shiloh, whether there's a Din Marasayan by a Tanur. Because, let's see in the Mishnah Berurah. Where is this? The Mishnah Berurah here? Yeah. So Arisus with Mako have to say that he's doing it for himself. He's doing it to get the percentage for himself. So the Shaila is, what about so the Rosh has this question, what about What about a tanur? You rent out a tanur for a goy. So is that considered like a arisus? Or is it like a merchatz? You rent out a merchatz. So he says he thinks it's usher, because only by a sada, we know that people do a sada through a arisus. Tanur ain't omed larisus, v'dinu k'merchatz. The tanur is not necessarily done by a arisus, so it could be it's like a merchatz, so that could be maybe like a sker yom. And then we discuss the note of Yehuda. So the tshuva here. If you want to see the Neginze HaMelech, we have it here, Neginze HaMelech. Well, we saw the Rabbi Kivega, right? Rabbi Kivega says the ear shakulam regilam liskor bekablonis is okay. But the Nodim Huda and the brother of the Taz is a machmer. So the Sefer Ginzei HaMelech on page 24 says, well, the idea is that the Rabbi Kivega is matter if everyone does it become lonis. So maybe that's okay. And then he says, "Lo yesh lahayir al zed the bedivrei ataz mavur the usher after derech b'derech l'skor become lonis kevin yesh lutos gam l'skir yom." So the Yehuda says that his kehila, rov binyanim, were bekablanis. He says, but it could be that even Rover here is also the Gamalas of Mutter. Ukfi, Shakasov, Biki Lassin, Shor, Binyan, Shabari, Bayudim, Biki Bolas. So Rabbi Kivega is Machir Dafka Kulo. But not everyone agrees to that. So if you look at the Nod of Yehuda, the Nod of Yehuda here is on two of your days. So he discusses whether if you have, you know, also how much do you need for it to be mutter? Is it enough? And he quotes the Re, the Rabbeinu Tam. He says, in our kehila, rov binyanim of mekablonis. Okay, the Rabbis can be said to have suya the rhesus, mutter, we keep on his liquor, which is no chad shada. It could be that you don't even need kulo, maybe rove is good enough, that's what the kids say, well, so maybe it's no machlokis either. If you have rove, that could be good enough. And then we know the difference between Shabbos and Chol HaMoed. Because Chol HaMoed, you can go Chutz L'Tchum, that's a Gemara. Chol HaOrchim, Chol Masachim, Ein Chashash Klal. Zinu Yod HaKlal, Shehid Melechus Yisrael. You see, so Orchim from, don't even know who, is it a Jewish house, is it a non-Jewish house? So he says, Omer when he has died on page 6. On the Nirlan is died in the Fizal, Kopanim Yish Lahatim Chol Moed. It's very custom of Beis Yosef. Custom of Truva Ashkenaz, it's Yehuda Shadar, Yishuv, Vada, Osso Lolitain, Anachi Moos, Liskor, Vashav, Sion Tavalka, the Lake of Mosin, Kavar Hosam, Tochat Chum. Had the Shari Tabu, the Hosam, Hainan, the Lake of Mosin, Kavar, Tochat Chum. A piece should be zukhas of Ramah, a film darbe and ainam yud to be a shlokhas lo orchim, a boy misham. So he says, Shemitah is more kal, it's not chi of chorus. Chol Moed, all the postum schema, she ain't yisur malach lo kval bi daraisa. He says, maybe Chol HaMoed, if there's no chashash mar side of Orchim, a chashash de bnei iro b'kali hasim chol mod muta leila chutz l'tchum. Because on Orchim, komas achim in chashash klal. So the Orchim don't know what's going on. So maybe by Chol HaMoed you don't have to worry about Orchim. Only the people who actually live there you have to worry about. People who know that it's Jewish owned. So people who know it's Jewish owned is a mar sign. And he says that the pshat of the Chol HaMoed that we're makpid even chutz l'tchum he thinks that it just means the people who live nearby chutz l'tchum, but not the orchim from far away. Because they don't know anything with who lives here. And then we had the tshuva, the Noda B'Huda, can you have a non-Jew open your store on Shabbos for you? And let's sit in the store for you. And he says, So is there a chashash? So he says, maybe. Shivyan Swal Fisher Isi Mishnah Melech. Harvey Post, she is a mother, she him team, she also has a few women, the Rachel Khan Shavs, she has a Shavs, no, she was first Lo Shamanu. To tell somebody, to tell Goy to do something before Shabbos, that's only the Rabbanon. It should be okay. Kevish Chiddush Shavu Chabon Kedusha, Amir Ba'atzma Surah, Malachosh Gam. Whereas if he actually tells him, יש חשש הפשר יונש החנוס שישיב בו אז הנוכי יסכים החנוס לעצמו בנוכי אז הנוכי ימיע על שכור לבייס ועל שכור של יומי פלאי שכים על מחס השם וזה לא חילקו מאמיר לנוכי בן עומר לא לעשות פלאחו גימור בן עומר לא לעשות שכוס Hech Yisrael in Omer L'Befeir she asked him Shabbos. He's not telling him Befeir, it's like who Mekibolas, who had to go Moshe Anokhi Adai Dinaf Shekhovin. El Kevin Shehu Veis Yisrael Yesh Choshel Shechel Shehash Ado Sheinu Mekibolas. Okay. Different Chashoshos. So he says that what? That maybe you're allowed to. So also because he blows a few omelo by Erev Shabbos. So Beis Yosef says, ויצא אומר אני שכן ושכן שואלים לחבור על החידוש ששמיר בעצמה אסור אבל לא חושב גם משום חשד שחשב שואל על סיבור Amir is also, but to have a chashad that they're going to be choshed to Israel, that he told them to do it, lo chashina, the vada sheikh is do, lo yichzul so sha'amam of Shabbos. So the guy's there the whole week, okay. Rabbi Vega says, Yeshakulam, and Rabbi Levi, argues with that. Even the Kulam is still Aser. In fact, the real lady argued with it on Rehuda. I mean, the Rabbi Kivager. He says Kulam. But the real lady says, no, even Kulam is still a problem. Your lady says it's usher. Even if it's everyone knows in Kabbalah, it's still karaser. Okay. You have the. Shuv's real baby is the tzidin leiser. The pashas hatam lahatir b'shuv. See, so the real baby says it's aser, even if it's kulo the kablanis, you still can be choshish that maybe here it was done b'skir yom, then you shouldn't do it. Rebbe Taz. What does the Taz say? That's the story. One second. So the real lady is very machmir. Even if everyone. Fizem before Shapa Bidimir, and of the beauty of the Rove and the Higgin, this cover Kabbalah's Mutter. That could be another beauty, only need Rove. So Hataz Yoda, the Taz would agree. If the Rove and the Higgin, this cover Kabbalah's Mutter, half Taz Yoda, the Mazel Mishnah, Taz Kalah, Rakhman, Mechsal, Mechsal. Maybe the Taz is talking about Mechza Mechza, therefore it's Asa. Because then you can be Choshesh, but if it's Rov, then it's okay. That's the note of Yehuda. And Rabbi Kiviga says you need Kulon. That's Kulon doing it become Lonis. And the real Levi says, even if. So the real Levi says, Rabbi Kiviga says Kulon become Lonis Mutter. The Yehuda maybe says Rov become Lonis Mutter. And the Taz says, the mechs rov could be mutter, but mechsa could be also. The real lady says even kulo the kablonis is also because he's still bechayshish that it's chiryam. Okay. So these are all the different cheshbonos. Okay. So what are you saying, Rav Moshe? So we more or less finished these the chazar. What do you think to that? What? So, what's the next step, Rav Moshe?
When do people want to take the
Mechina? Yeah, when do people want to take the Mechina?
I think naturally we're probably going to have to set up multiple dates just because of the nature of the season we're in right now. Because, finals are obviously people are already taking finals. But I think since, most finals don't start till Thursday, it would be advantageous to have a date either today or tomorrow. I'm sorry, either tomorrow or the day after. Potentially another day Sunday, and then another day after secondary finals are over on Tuesday.
Yeah, right. I don't think we should make the 10 different dates. We should have one date. We should have one date, and then if there's a couple of people who can't make that date, then we'll make. But basically, we should have one core date. And then I understand no one date will be good for everybody. So then we will accommodate everyone who needs accommodations. And so what should be the? So we'll have Thursday. We'll have Chumash. Then the Shia during Benes will be the regular 11. I don't know, usually it's a semester people are for the finals, but if you want to just come in from 11 to 12, you have to take a break from your finally studying, that could be something, we have to figure out. I think it's going to probably be a Betzias HaPas. I think that's an important thing to know, of giving how to give out the bread on Shabbos. That's the halachas of that. And so what do you say, Rav Moshe?
So everyone wants the Bechina to be on Thursday?
I mean, is Thursday is Thursday a possible day?
I have a secular final already on Thursday. Thursday, so Rebbe, so this week up until Wednesday, through Wednesday is reading week. So that's supposed to be for sheer finals and lab finals. These are special classes that need to be scheduled for early finals. The crux of the final is supposed to be from Thursday through Monday, Tuesday next week. It's supposed to be
right. So
finals.
I mean, if you want, we could have sheer on the Bechina on Wednesday.
Is it coming on Wednesday?
So, I mean, if we do it on Wednesday, we would just do it on, maybe on
Zoom.
On Zoom. You know, I could get it set up on Zoom and just do it on Zoom. But again, I want you to have time to chazer. There's no mitzvah to have a mechila if the guys aren't ready either. You know, it's not a thing to. I want everyone to do as best as can. The mechila is just to give you an organized way of doing chazara. I want everyone to be successful. And I don't want to cause anyone tar or anything like that. So, if Yosef Katan says he wants to do a Thursday as a possibility, we can do Thursday and then have Chumash after that. We could do that. Then we can do it, you know, I can give you 2 days of Chazara now that you could, if you want to do the Chazara on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday we can do, we have the Bechina like 10:30 or something like that, and then have Chumash at, you know, so 10:30 to 11:30, and have Chumash from 11:30 to 12, we can do that. Because maybe you need.
I think we're going to do it if Rebbe wants it all in one day, I think maybe potentially 2 days, even if, you know, if they're.
Yeah, I'm not saying, look. Maybe Thursday could be the Lechat Chila day, and if people can't do it, we'll do it, we'll have a backup day.
But, Rebbe, Thursday is already secular finals. If I have a secular final on Thursday, like, Thursday is officially when secular finals are supposed to start. Some people may have this week's secular finals for lab classes in the sciences, but officially they're not supposed to, officially secular finals are supposed to start Thursday and on. So that's, like, kind of murky territory. I mean, we'll take a vote, I guess. Motion suggests we take a vote.
What day is the makeup final day?
Okay, wait, let me say hello to everyone before you take any votes. Okay, Rabbi Yitzchak, how are you? Roy, how are you doing? Good. And Hagon, Rabbi Ilan Sasson, Rabbi Yosef Katan, and Ilan Sasson, and Benjamin Aberman, and and Moshe Carroll and Nathan Bauer and Yehuda Abadi and Rebecca Kesselman and Mr. Carroll, Yehuda Shitris, Yehuda Moisey and Yehuda Sasson, Yehuda Katan. So, I mean, if you want the Wednesday, you know, you tell me. I mean, or you know, maybe. I don't know what to say.
Multiple dates would just work best because that's the matzah we're in right now, that we're very, very close to the finals, and some people have more serious finals than others. Some people have been.
We could do Wednesday and Thursday. People who want to come on Wednesday can come on Wednesday, and people who want to come on Thursday can come on Thursday. Yeah.
Sure. So I guess, okay, fine. So I'll send it a spreadsheet. There will be a Wednesday day, right? I guess theoretically during Shir. A Thursday day that will be before or after Parsha Shir.
Rabbi Katan?
Parsha. And then I'll.
Rabbi Katan? Is that good for you, Rabbi Katan?
This Thursday will do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to go fast on Prina, so I'll be able to.
Okay, so you want you could do it next week if you want.
Okay.
So why don't you speak to either Yitzchak Carroll as a Hagler?
The recording has stopped.
And we'll make his mind, okay?
So what would the two Tchachila dates be, or we'll figure that out in the channel. I'll make a spreadsheet, obviously.
Make a spreadsheet, figure it out. And then we'll see from there.
Okay, fine. All right. So we'll put it in the chat. We'll talk about this project.
So tomorrow we should give chazer, so everyone can chazer on their own. Should we do that?
I want to actually plug it into the. So officially, it's called, yeah, it's an internal, but you just use a SAN cable.
Yeah.